This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a really interesting story. This young man, fifth season, first four with Denver. Good player. Now all of a sudden, he's a beast. He's dismantling opposing offensive lines. He's destroying quarterbacks. He's got 9 sacks already, and that is Shaq Barrett of the Tampa Bay Bucks, who are coming off the bye. They lost in London to the Panthers, and Shaq is with us here on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio. Shaq, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good,
we
man.
Are good. Shaq, man, your journey is it's fun to witness, and it's exciting to watch, especially knowing the history of it. In Denver for 5 years, four, because you didn't play your first year. You had 15 starts, I believe, and only 14 sacks. Now you have 9 and just 6 starts with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know you were looking for your opportunity, and that's why you turned down the deal in Denver and decided to come as a free agent down to Tampa Bay. But, you know, what's been the biggest difference for you? Is it just opportunity?
In preparation, I said it was all like my previous 5 years in the league, like just prepared me for this career step that I was at now. And in this phase of my career I'm at now, and I'm just ready to take advantage of it. It felt like it like really was my moment, and like I just felt really ready, like skills wise, awareness on the football field. I just was ready to go, like, all around.
Yeah, no, and I remember doing the game down there with the Giants, back in week 3 with my brother. And, you know, he was telling me, you spent a lot of time with Von Miller. Obviously, he was a starter out in Denver. What'd you learn from him? Because you have a repertoire of moves that are impressive so far this season.
Oh, I learned a lot. Learned how to be a pro from him and D-Ware, mm-hmm. And I learned a whole lot of moves from Ron, like just the way he played the game, pass rush-wise and run defense-wise. But it's just the willingness for him to teach everybody that was there, and the willingness to be teachable, and I just took advantage of it, and I'm just feel as though it was my time to shine, and I'm trying to just show everybody what I've been learning, and all the preparation wasn't going to waste.
You know, Shaq, one of the things that was, I guess, I don't know, it was a question mark for the Bucs coming into the season. Gerald McCoy, obviously, he left. He's now in Carolina. There wasn't a definable identity of the defense. Todd Bowles is the new defensive coordinator. You know, you had to step in not only and be productive, but also be a leader. How's that transition been for you on a defense that is, I think, significantly improved from where it has been the last couple of years?
I love my role in his defense, and I love the way we all fit together inside Coach Bowles' defense. It's just like a perfect match. And I did have to fill roles that was questionable on the team, but like with the players on the team, I got to know and got to meet and play with. They pretty good. Like, they good players. As you can see, Carl had a real good game last weekend, and he's been getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So I didn't think it was a concern coming in, like after practicing with the guys. But, you know, we got to prove it on the field. And I just answered that call and started to try to prove it to you guys and to everybody that that wasn't a concern.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Shaq Barrett with us here on Tiki and Tierney. He's already got 9 sacks. And, by the way, won a championship with the Broncos, Super Bowl 50 back in the day. Back in the day, like it was 30 years ago. It wasn't that long ago. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. And, you know, I like how you explained your rise. And Tiki certainly knows this far better than I do. But not everybody's athlete, not every athlete is on the same trajectory. It takes a while for the mind to fully sync up with the physical talents. And it seems as if that's happening for you now, as evidenced by the 9 sacks. And I'm curious, the last 2 games, you've been a little quiet, no disrespect. But I wonder that, you know, now you're coming into games, everybody, where's Shaq? Are you getting more doubles? Are they chipping more? Has it been a different approach against you the last couple of games than it was the first few?
Yeah, it's been a different approach. But Yeah, the last game, it was a lot different. It felt like I got double team chipped, like almost every play that game. But I appreciated it, though, because they respected what I could do on the field.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do is just help my team any way possible, just show everybody that I can play and get the respect that I'm earning and I think I deserve. But yeah. I'm going to study film and try to figure out a way to beat the chip in a double team.
You know, and I've just talked to you now, so I don't you know, pretend to know you, but it seems like you are motivated to prove people wrong. Like, it's intense. You're chasing respect. That seems like that's your fuel almost.
That's part of it, but I just want to prove everybody who do believe in me right. Mm-hmm. And I just want to... I just want to prove myself as well.
Mm-hmm. And you want to make that money, too. Who are we kidding, Jack?
Oh, yeah, that's a big part of it, too.
Hey, let me ask you this, because, you know, Jameis, from the first play, he threw a pick. The offense, you know, the London trip is different. Mm-hmm. It's unique. It's totally different. It's a logistical nightmare, if we can really call it for what it is. I don't care how early you get there. Like, the Raiders have gotten there early, and that actually served them well. You can't really plan for that. And I don't want to say, were you guys ready to play? Because I'm sure schematically you were. But did the week really throw you guys for a loop? Because I think a lot of us expected a better performance out of Tampa.
We did, too. And we're not blaming it on the week at all. We was prepared. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody was well-rested. And if they wasn't, it was on. And we had a lot of time to catch up on sleep. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't put it on. I just think we just wasn't – I don't know. We just didn't play well. And we just made a lot of bad decisions. But – good thing we had to buy. We got a lot of time to figure it out, come back ready to play in, get back on the winning side of stuff.
You know, Shaq, Bruce Arians is a good friend. He's been a good friend of our show as well. And we feel like we know him and his tendencies, his methods, and as he tries to flip this thing around for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From your perspective, what are you getting out of Coach? And as you guys go into this bye week, what's the message? Because for early part of the season, it felt like you guys might be a team that could make a run at it. What's the message right now, though?
We take this time, get away from it for a little bit, and then come back ready to work because we know we got an opportunity to come back and be a good team because we've been beating ourselves a lot of the time out there. The offense, defense, and special teams. So, and it's stuff that we can fix easily. So we know that when we come back, we just got to be mentally focused. It's all about mental focus because we make a lot of mistakes in crucial parts of the time. I mean, crucial parts of the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're talking to Shaq Barrett, terrific player for the Bucs. Got 9 sacks already, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Shaq, you know, just from this is a non-Buck question, but you guys have been one of the few teams that have curtailed to an extent Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey's on a ridiculous run to start this season, but you guys held him in check in the first game you guys played, and even last game he did score a couple of touchdowns, but numbers wise he didn't do much special against you all. What's the secret to him? Because most people can't figure it out, but it seems like you guys have kind of figured it out. How do you game plan against a guy like Christian McCaffrey?
Man, we've been having to go against a lot of tough running backs this year. So we had to know we had to come. Well, we've been talking about it since OTAs, training camp, that, like, these are the guys we got coming in. We got to be a run-stopping defensive in order to get after the pass and stop to get some sacks. So we was ready, like, for a long time and preparing for a long time. So when the time came, there was just stuff that we've been preparing for a long time. And Coach Bowles got a great scheme. He got a real great scheme for everything that we play. So whenever we mess up, it's not him at all. It's always us.
Attaboy. Don't pass the buck to your coach.
Exactly.
You got to assume the blame. Let me ask you this here, Shaq. I look at the NFC South and, you know, put us, if you can be pretty candid here, it sounds like you will be, or at least you'll try. When Drew Brees goes down, you know, if I'm on the Bucs, I'm probably saying to myself, a little window of opportunity there, you know. Oh, well, Cam's hurt. Kyle Allen, all right, we're probably pretty good. Well, the Falcons, they're not winning many games. I mean, it seemed like a couple of weeks ago this division was possibly up for grabs. Did you feel it then, and do you still feel you could get back and win this division?
Yep. We still feel the same way. We knew that the Saints was going to be tough without Drew Brees, but so that we wasn't like sleeping on them at all. Because Teddy Bridgewater well proved that he could win in the league when he was with the Vikings, and so we wasn't sleeping on them at all. But we was looking like, yeah, this is an opportunity for us to come back and show everybody that we're not just the slumps of the conference and the division. So we do think we got an opportunity to come back and still prove it to everybody, because it's still early in the season. Got enough time to turn it around, and that's our goal, and we want to get to that.
Yeah. No, Shaq, you've only been here for a season, and obviously with the offseason and being around this team and getting to know it. So you may or may not be aware of the noise, I'll use that word, around your quarterback and Jameis Winston. And I know BT mentioned it early, but Jameis, it feels to us, and we're just talking heads, that this is a prove-it year for him, that he had to, you know, amend some of those mistake-driven ways that have cost the team wins. Do you guys hear any of that? And more importantly, how is Jameis handling all of that in the locker room?
We never I never hear any of that in the locker room. Never hear any of that talk. But occasionally I do see it in the media. And I mean, he would know better than anybody. He knows if he needs to play better. I'm pretty sure he judges himself harder than anybody else judges him. So, I mean, if it is his prove it, yeah, he's trying to prove it. He's still going to prove it.
Yeah.
And if he still do got time to turn it around. So I still believe in him. I think he's going to get the job done. He's going to help lead us to the playoffs.
All right. Shaq Barrett, sounding good, playing well. So you have the bye this week. Is Shaq Barrett the kind of guy that sits on the couch and watches the red zone, or does Shaq Barrett say, you know what, I'm not playing today, I'm not watching football? Will you watch the games?
I might watch some games. I usually don't, but like this bye, we just came back home and just wanted to relax and
yeah.
get back into our home. So I might just turn a couple games on and see what it's looking like.
Understood. All right, man. Enjoy the bye. Shaq Barrett, 9 sacks so far in the season.
Leading the league.
Yeah, number one in the league. Thanks a lot, Shaq. Appreciate it.
Yo, thank you.
There you go, Shaq Barrett.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.